You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
You also talked about, you know, speaking about fear. You know, I worked with two guys, one guy named Hannah in the military, and he was a chief, and I had to work in the engine room with grease. I'm not a grease type person myself, but I had to because I was striking for a job and I had to wait for my school to open up. And so they put me in the engine room, and this which an engine room on a ship is on the bottom of the boat.
Right.
And then there's something underneath that called the bilge.
Right.
And he told me, he says, "Listen, you're going to need to go down in the bilge and weave your body between the pipes and clean the bilge out." So I was sitting on the deck plate, and I'm young. I'm 17 when I joined the military. And I looked up at him, and I looked down that dark hole. I felt claustrophobic anyway. I looked at him, looked down, I'm like, "I'm not going to do it, Hannah. I'm just not going to do it, you know, whatever the consequences are." Because it was just worst case scenario for me, being claustrophobic, dark, and bilge and that type of thing. But I also worked for somebody in the construction business that my father, we're in business together, and he said he put me under this particular man, and that makes me think about Cassidy, you know, and he was tough. I mean, with the person I was working for, he's like, nobody liked him, you know, he was not good at talking with people, but yet my father put me right up under him, and I learned a lot. And long story short, because when I hear your story about Cassidy, is as I was working with him, that's when I got saved. I gave my life. Well, actually, when I got saved, not then. First thing I thought about was him, and I sent him a card, tell him I loved him, and that type of thing. And then he gets saved later on, and then his wife contacts me and says, "I want you to do my funeral," but it didn't look that way. So tell us your story about Cassidy, because it's about overcoming fear. And I was with you in that story. I mean, I can't tell you. Tell us the details about what took place there.
Well, this one's called My First Job.
Yeah.
And my dad had a rock quarry, mm-hmm. and had about six big drag lines. A drag line is a machine that actually moves dirt, or in this case, it was dynamited rock.
Mm-hmm.
And has a big house on it that is maybe 30 by 40, mm-hmm. or bigger than that,
mm-hmm.
and has many, many gears going around. Well, my dad decided that he was going to put me working in the back of that drag line, oiling for a gentleman named Cassidy, who is a really good operator. My dad respected him for being a good operator, but he kept running off these oilers.
Right.
And so he'd just run off two oilers, and so my dad thought he'd fix me and Cassidy.
What's an oiler?
An oiler is a guy that keeps everything greased up and clean.
Okay.
On a drag line, there's a lot of things got to be greased all the time.
Okay.
And this particular job was 7 days a week, started at 6 in the morning. I got off at 6, so that was 12 hours a day.
Wow.
So it was 40 hours regular time, 40 hours overtime.
Wow.
It was only $2.50 an hour.
Oh, okay.
But he put me in the back of that drag line, uh-huh. and Cassidy tried to be mean to me, to be rough.
Right.
But I learned a lesson. I said, "Yes, sir, no, sir." I ran to everything I did. I cleaned everything the best I could.
Right.
He wanted me to carry two 35-pound kegs of grease back from the shop a quarter mile away, and he had an old truck. That's why the other guy's quitting.
Right.
But I did it double time, and I worked
hard. You carried it.
I carried it. You know.
Wow.
Which was all I could do.
Right.
But I say in the book, mm-hmm. to my legacy, that'd be the ones that follow me.
Right.
When you get in a job, mm-hmm. do it as hard as you can, the very best you can, and you'll rise up a ladder. Every place I've worked, if I do that. So now I've learned and became a Christian. Mm-hmm. If you'll do it to the Lord, there's a scripture that says, whatever you do, do it like you're doing it for the Lord.
Right.
And then it makes an ease to it.
Right.
You know, it's beyond Cassidy being mean.
Right.
But it's just a work ethic. And
Hard work is a rare thing today, that people just think things just come to you. And it's like, there's people, I actually write about it in my book, but they're talking about, you know, millennials where they know where they are, and they know where they want to be, but they don't understand that journey in between those places. What you're talking about, that journey, is that it's going to require diligence, hard work, learning lessons that you have to learn to get there, and being respectful, you know, and that's powerful. You know, saying yes, sir, and no, sir is a very rare thing nowadays, you know. You see disrespect for the president, disrespect for law enforcement, where people are walking up and pouring water on Romans chapter 13, verse 1 through 5, God's established authority in the land. And you'll stand out being respectful and honoring authority today, won't you?
It's true.
So you talked about that. And so what would you say to somebody that's struggling and they just are frustrated because they're trying to get there without hard work?
Right.
What would you say to that person right now?
Well, this is a little hard to say, but this is what I believe. Nobody owes you anything. This entitlement thing is a trap. It's a guise of darkness. Nobody owes you anything. If you'll make a way, take a step forward, and try to figure out a way to serve in some way or another, I don't care if it's sweeping somebody's step, God will make a way for you.
Right.
Yeah, He's made a way. Solomon says to fear God, but it doesn't get any better than this, to do a good day's work.
Right.
So don't shy back from work. Go ahead, get up off that bed, take you a good shower, go out, find work, or wherever you are, begin to do it as you do it under the Lord. And I believe the Lord will bless you.
And the Lord says He rewards you.
So he does.
You're looking at the system or
right.
the government or your boss. I mean, I had a particular employee once that was working for me, and they were just so honoring and so respectful that God would just touch my heart. And I remember calling once and said, listen, what do you need? Do you need something? Do you need, just take the money out of the cash or whatever. I mean, just God just will touch the heart of your boss.
Right.
To bless you.
Yes, He will.
You know, He'll even touch the heart of a Pharaoh.
Right.
You know, or a Potiphar. You know,
right.
I mean, somebody. I mean, it's amazing what God will do to be able to, if you're trusting Him and looking to Him. And so that was very encouraging just to see the fact of hard work. I want to hear the story about the mop, because you were going to get in there with this mop thing. That was hilarious.
Well, Cassidy was fastidious. He was a perfectionist. He loved everything clean.
Right.
And he had a little bit different way. He wanted everything bathed in diesel fuel.
Okay.
And not just the joints and the bearings greased. He wanted everything to be bathed. So there was a mop that was probably about 14 inches long. It was very fuzzy on the end. It wasn't the kind of mop that has strings. It was a fuzzy mop.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know what I was doing. I was going into the back of this dark machine. It was loud. It was herky-jerky. Gears everywhere. A young man could easily put his hand in a gear and lose it. And so I stuck the mop in my back pocket. But he jerked that machine. I went backwards, and that mop went into a fan.
Uh-huh.
And that fan, it blew it into a jillion fuzzy pieces. The whole inside of that machine was covered up with mop that was sticking to the diesel fuel.
Oh, my God!
His ears and his forehead got red, and I'd just gotten in there.
Uh-huh.
And he said, now you're going to clean up every bit of that. So that's the way that
this is in front of Cassidy. This happens. I was thinking worst
Cassidy's
case scenario.
Machine. Yeah, right.
This hard guy to work for. And how did he respond after
he just got red. And because I was the boss's son, that gave me a little grace. Okay.
Right.
He couldn't just, you know, hit me over the head. He said, you're going to clean up everything.
Right.
And I did the best I could.
You were just the boss's son.
Yeah.
Your dad, like he was what John Wayne wanted to be.
Yeah,
he said.
Yeah.
So there was a reverential fear of your dad.
There was.
You know? So that was going for you. He may would have taken you out, right? That's so funny, is it? Because I know what it's like. I had to work in the engine room in the Navy, and it's like everything's greased. And so that stuff, how did you clean it off? What did you do to clean it off?
A rag and diesel fuel, and pretty much we just painted over it with diesel fuel.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.